You did not think it was that late. It is now 5:53 p.m. on Monday. My freaking Mac does not tell me what day it is, but what's today? The 7th? Yeah, today's the 7th.
October 7th, 2019.
Who ever thought we would be here? I didn't. I never thought I'd be here. Jesus. I want to tell you this story, a couple of stories, actually. I was watching And a Watch today. First of all, hold on. We got to flip a coin. I'm going to get sidetracked majorly. Okay, so we're trying to decide if we want to watch the baseball game or the 49ers play. So I said, we're going to flip a coin. And what's heads is going to be baseball because baseball kicks ass over football any day of the week.
Okay, heads is baseball.
Heads is baseball, tails is the 49ers. And just know that this doesn't really mean shit because I'll probably end up watching the baseball game because I could care less about football right now. This is October, playoff baseball, and yeah, I'm a baseball fan at heart, but here we go. Baseball, heads, tails, football, right? Come on. Oh, I didn't even flip over. Oh, there it is. Nope, that doesn't count. Plus, we can always get updates from my roommate because he just told me that the 49ers are up by 14. So, 17-0, and it said tails. Fuck it, we're watching baseball.
Baseball it is. Tails was football, but we're watching baseball.
All right. Shut up. Oh, hockey. Oh, my God, shut up. Seriously, dude. All right, we don't need the score. Thanks for the play-by-play. We're trying to record right now, so you're going to be on the... You're going to be on there.
All
right. So anyways, we have to speak up really loud too. Oh, it's being televised on ESPN or on ABC, the 49er game. Who cares? I could give zero fucks today. I am giving zero fucks. Have you noticed how bad of a mood I've been the past couple of weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Is that the one we want? Oh, the Braves in St. Louis are still playing. Oh, we want the...
That's over. Minute.
Look.
Yankees and Twins, go for that. I don't care.
Yeah, because... Okay. I thought the Spankies were playing at like 9:40 that
That's
time.
What you get for thinking. I told you about that.
Okay. All right, after that long ass... opening or whatever. I want to call it a cold open.
A cold open?
Yeah, that's what you do.
We'll go with that.
We'll go with that. With Saturday Night Live, they have cold opens where it's just the intro. Like, they'll do a little skit. Like, obviously, they've been talking about a certain person the past couple or few years
who's,
you know, trying to be a dictator.
But he who shall not be named.
Yeah, he who shall rename nameless. What was I going to say earlier, though? But I got sidetracked by flipping the coin. I don't know. I don't care. Okay. I brought notes. And you know what I think I'm going to do from now on? Is just, like, talk about random ass shit before I actually get into the heart of what this whole... podcast is based on, which is music, which is your music while you're playing your game on your phone.
I'm not playing a game.
Oh God, I don't even want to know what you're doing. Okay, what did you call me when we were getting off the bus a little while ago?
Dorcas Malorcas.
Right. Dorcas Malorcas. I am changing my name. That is going to be my new legal name now. So I came up with the spelling as Dorcas, obviously D-O-R-K-U-S. And Malorcas, I came up with a spelling, the last name spelling of M-I-L-O-R-C-U-S, Malorcas. That's the closest I could come to. I think I spelled it correctly.
I will have to consult with the author of the name.
Yes, the name, who shall name, rename, the name, oh my God, the name who shall rename nameless. I'm going to have to, like, slowly talk today. I am just spitting out words left and right, and I cannot get my train of thought is like absolutely bonkers right now. As I sip on my water. I have acronyms, which you know, I know you've heard me come up with like different things. Like I'll say something and then I'll just call it an acronym by its name. This one is called RAT, R-A-T, as in what you find in San Francisco and New York, but predominantly New York. Did you ever see that that rat in New York that took off with the pizza?
No.
Big ass rat. And that would be a bar, big ass rat. Took off with a pizza. It was somewhere by the subway station, and he literally like took the pizza. It was a huge, I just picture a huge New York slice. And he dragged that thing down the stairs and ran away with it. And I was cracking up. That was probably, God, that was a long, long time ago. which is 5 years. 5 whole years is a long, long time ago to me. Which it is, kind of. But where do we start? Do we start 11 years ago?
Sure.
Or do we start this morning with my rat, which is random ass thoughts? Because I had a few random ass thoughts today.
All right.
This morning. Okay, so I'm at Pete's, and I was supposed to go to jury duty at 8:45 this morning. At 8:50 Bryant, I have never stepped foot, nor, God willing, will I ever step foot in the criminal courts building, which is 8:50 Bryant in San Francisco. Everybody always talks about it. Oh, I went to 8:50 Bryant, blah, blah, blah. I, for one, hope I never have to go to that fucking place. I skipped out on jury duty. And I'm pretty sure that the sheriff's department's going to be raiding the house anytime soon. So just be warned. Okay, I'm a fugitive right now.
I ain't afraid of the 5-0.
So if I have to go out and like, if I go to a like the Spirit Halloween stores are open now, and if you see me walking around with like a Groucho Marx, you know, the big bushy eyebrows and the fake nose and the glasses. That's going to be me for like the next couple months.
I would have gone with the V for Vendetta mask.
Oh, but then I would be Occupy still. But well, that's a good idea.
Someone's got to carry it on.
Yeah.
It's not dead yet.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, what? Oh, man. I could come up. I could dress as a female, walk out of the house dressed as a female.
You'd fit in just fine around here.
I know, I totally would. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
So I got three choices. I can dress up as Groucho Marx costume, or face or whatever. I can dress up as a woman. And what would be my third? What would be my third thing that I could go? I would have to have a disguise for like every day. Or maybe not. Maybe yet they would never figure out that it's me dressed, if I dressed up. I'm going to Goodwill after this, and I'm going to go buy some dresses, and then I'm going to Walgreens, and I'm going to buy makeup.
Yeah.
And razors.
Well, you shaved your beard off, so you're halfway there.
Well, I've got a day's worth of stubble, so I'm going to have to shave this. I'm going to have to wear...
That's an hour for me.
I know. Seriously. you shaved like 2 weeks ago, and now you're like... You're like Bigfoot again. But
I prefer Chewbacca.
All right, Chewbacca. But, yeah, I you know what I'd have to do also is I'd have to wear turtlenecks all the time. So even if it's like 90 degrees here, it was 85, I think, today here in San Francisco, but I would have to wear turtlenecks to hide my Adam's apple. But I think I could get away with being a woman for like the next couple months. And then when they come here, when the sheriff show up asking why I didn't show up for jury duty or looking for me, I'm just going to tell them that I moved. And I'll give them some fake address.
Can you do a Consuelo from Family Guy?
Jess, I think I can. You want me to be a Latin American housemaid?
Yes. No, no. David no here.
David no here. He no here right now. Oh, he move. Yeah, he move. He live in, he in Inner Richmond. He in Outer Sunset. No, he in Twin Peaks.
Well, if you're getting dressed as a woman, he moved to Castro.
That doesn't make sense. I'm a woman in Hayes Valley. I am the maid. I'm the live-in maid here.
The live-in maid.
We are so affluent with all of our tech money that the roommates and myself have made, that we've hired ourselves a maid, a live-in maid. And she doesn't know where I moved, but I moved. So the sheriffs will show up and come and find me. Anyways, I don't know why I went off on that whole little tangent right there. So I've known you for 11 years. We were volunteering at Glide at the same time in the kitchen, also known as AKA the Free Meals Program. And that was 2008.
God.
Can you believe that? But I've been here the entire time. And can you name off all the cities you've been to in those 11 years? I think I could.
Oh, hell no.
If you don't remember, I'll be able to fill them in for you.
Let me try this.
Because I know where you've been the whole time. Pretty much.
Let's see. Since 08 would be San Francisco, San Diego, Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Forget that place. Miami, Florida. Kentucky and West Virginia, kind of all at the same time there. Well, Kentucky and West Virginia at the same time, but it's the same damn place anyway. Then San Diego again, here, then Venice Beach, and guess what? San Diego again, and back here. I don't know. I've probably left some out in those 8 years.
No, I think you're pretty good. Yeah. You've been... Hence the word highway. Your nickname.
Yes.
That James and myself call you. Did you come up with that yourself? You did.
I did not come up with
that. Or did James come up with that?
No.
Who came up with that?
I had that for years before I met you.
You did.
By doing the same thing that we have been discussing. By traveling, I gained that name. And it just kind of stuck with me.
Yeah. But, seeing each other at Pete's this morning was kind of like just how things... We always seem to, even if we disappear off of each other's radar, we seem to... to come back together at the strangest times. And that was funny that I saw you. I was looking at something or another this morning, and I looked up, and there you were. And you were on your phone, and I was like, I know he's going to send me a message that he just saw me.
I was actually in the process of taking a photo of you to send to you.
That's hot.
That sounds gay.
You're taking Why are you taking pictures of me, you creeper? Huh? Creeper?
Peeping Tom, what do you know? Totally. What do you expect?
What if I were to notice you just took a picture of me randomly, creeper? Total creeper. So, blah, blah, blah. Where I was going with that is that I paid your phone bill, 2 years ago?
No, I think it was...
Was it last year?
Last year.
Okay, I paid your phone bill to help
maybe
you out.
Closer about a year ago now.
Yeah.
It was closer to, somewhere around now this time of year.
Yeah. I pay your phone bill, and then you totally ghosted me. You disappeared. You went off hiding somewhere, which I'm fine with. I know that you like to disappear. And I get that now, because you've disappeared on me quite a few times, and it's made me very sad. And I've sat at home and cried myself to sleep because you've disappeared on me so many times.
I'm sure. I have that effect on many people.
Well, you have that effect on me. You make me cry sometimes. And you've made me cry recently, too, but we'll get into that a little bit later. It wasn't that... I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. But it was just funny that I ran into you one day. I think it was like... It was on Market, and it was in front of the... It was in front
7-Eleven.
Was it in front of the 7-Eleven?
The one they closed down. Or one of the ones they closed down.
So what do? You show me that you've got a $100 bill. So what do? Hey, let's go change that, and I'll take 50 from it. And you're like, okay. So I ended up getting my $50. Not that it was that big of a deal, but just I lost my quarter. I flipped my quarter up. Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's always funny how we run into each other. And was it last year? 2000? Yeah, because you came back here last year, right?
No.
Or was it 2000? You haven't been here for 2 years now.
Almost.
Really?
Yes.
No, it would have been 2018. It would have been last year that I reconnected with you in San Diego, and then you came up here, right? You haven't been...
Maybe the beginning of the baseball season.
Then. Yeah, it was the beginning, because I went to the Padres games. I don't know, somehow I found you again...
Outside of Starbucks.
Just random, right? Because I went to...
in the Starbucks, I went out to smoke a cigarette, and I heard someone holler my name...
That was last year, because my friend, I was visiting with my friend, Melissa. Hi, Melissa. And she's like, where do you want? We had breakfast. I think I had just come into town. I flew in. We had breakfast in Hillcrest. And then I wanted to go find you. And your last known whereabouts were in PB.
When I'm in San Diego, that's where I'm at. PB.
And I don't know how I knew that you were in San Diego.
Facebook.
Was it?
Probably.
You hadn't responded to me. I think I had messaged you and I hadn't heard back from you. But either way, I'm rolling down, it's Garnett, right?
Garnett Avenue,
I was going down Garnett and just talking with her about you. And lo and behold, there is your ass. Selling your ass outside of Starbucks.
Oh, Jesus, no.
I know what you were doing. It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. You're selling your ass. All right. Because for your crack addiction or something.
Oh, yes.
But, yeah, there you were out there selling your ass and...
Christ.
And I picked you up and we went for coffee or did... No, we hung out at the Starbucks for a little bit and then we... Went to the baseball game, because I was going for the Giants series, because that's like my favorite time to go is the Giants.
Because secretly you're a Giants fan.
No, I'm not. I'm a Padres fan through and through. Cubbies fan, Red Sox fan. And I'm kind of liking the Houston Astros. I kind of like them. I like to see them... I like to see them do well because I remember the years when they were pretty much the laughing stock of the major leagues, kind of like the Cleveland Indians were, and my Padres still are.
But some things will never change.
Exactly. Some things will definitely never, ever change. But, yeah. And then 2017, I went down for the Giants and Dodgers series. And was planning to see you, I got a ticket for you, and you ended up disappearing on me, and that Yeah, you laugh about it now. I was heartbroken.
I wasn't laughing when that happened, believe me.
I wasn't either, because I was like, where the hell is this guy? But
I was in the care of Los Angeles's finest.
No, no, actually, it would have been the sheriff's department.
Well, yes.
LA's finest or LAPD. Oh, that's what I was talking about before. Okay. Yeah, I circled back there. We'll get back to that in a second. But, yeah, I'm happy. You know, I'm sad with what's going on with you right now. It breaks my heart.
Yeah, mine too. All right, that just...
Yeah, that was too easy. I threw that away. That was just a soft pitch.
Yes, right, but for the ones that don't know, dealing with congestive heart failure, so that's why I thought it was funny. Kind of. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Your text or your voicemail messages, I'm at General or I'm at UCSF. And it's just, you know, I'm glad you're getting treated for it. I just want the best for you. And it was, it's just hard to get those phone calls from you. But,
yeah, not too easy to make them, but whatever.
Yeah. So I titled this when I was, I do these random-ass notes to myself before I do podcasts now, and I labeled this three things. This is what I started out with this morning at Peaks, but...
Peaks?
Peaks, not... No, Peaks. The first thing was, it's what, 8:30 in the morning, and some douche is on one of those scooters going through the crowd on Market Street, and I'm just, they're talking about raising the scooters to 7,000 here in San Francisco, and I'm just waiting. Unfortunately, I'm waiting for that first death to happen, to where somebody, some dumbass, is on the sidewalk and just plows into somebody. You know, you've got vulnerable people that are out on that sidewalk and they're just, you know, going by at 20 miles per hour. And I thought it was supposed to be geo-fenced to where you couldn't ride the scooters on the sidewalk, or that was one of the things that they promised. And yeah, I mean, the warning label, don't ride on the sidewalk, is obviously being heeded.
Well, that and... I must have a valid California driver's license. You got 12-year-olds running around on the damn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, and then they pile on. You've got your couples that decide that it's...
Double riders. Hey,
let's ride together. That'd be so sweet. It's so romantic. But, you know, if we can't react in enough time, we might run over someone and hurt them. But we don't care.
Oh, because my God, it's romantic. Because
we're in love and we're just having so much fun. All right. Yeah, I just saw that guy coming. When I saw you and then I saw that douche on the scooter like a minute later, and I was just like, I'm getting tired of those guys. Sing for me.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want to sing. And then I go in, I got you a coffee this morning at Pete's. And I get to the coffee bar. I forgot what you wanted. I got myself a refill. I was putting cream and sugar in it. And then for the life of me, I couldn't remember that you always get sugar. You get like a pound of sugar to go with your coffee.
Yes.
It had been so long since I had gotten you a coffee. I was like, what the fuck does he like?
It has again? Been a good minute.
I know you like honey in it too, right?
Sometimes, yes.
So, I'm sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck is he like again? I couldn't remember for the life of me.
Dark and sweet.
And this guy just like reaches over, grabs something to my left, and is like literally in my face. And I'm like, what the hell? No, pardon me. You know, because it's always just, I just feel like these past couple days that society has just like, society has abandoned all rules. And it's like, who can be the biggest asshole around? And you, sir, you got the award. No, I take that back. As I'm coming out, I've got two coffees in my hand. And somebody walks up to the door. And what do they have to do? They have to come in the door first without even leaving the door open for me. And I just, I don't know what the hell's happened with manners. I seriously don't. And I just feel, there was that episode of Family Guy. Peter gets his own little segment on there, remember? And he's complaining about all the things that are going on.
Oh, what really grinds my gears. Yes.
I felt like that was a cross between that and Seinfeld. It was just so weird. I was like, what do you do with these ignorant people who have no class or style? I just felt like a cross between Peter Griffin and Jerry Seinfeld today. It was just, I don't know.
There's a Family Guy episode for you.
Well, there already was a Family Guy with Peter, with doing that segment. You know,
well, no, Peter doing Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Seinfeld's overrated.
It is.
I used to like Seinfeld, but I don't know, he's kind of a dork now.
Lame.
Yeah. Well, he just does some. It's like I used to love Morrissey until he said too many stupid things, and Jerry Seinfeld's kind of the same way. Just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I hope that Jerry Seinfeld is not listening to your podcast.
I'm sure he is. And I'm sure he's going to send me an angry
email.
Tweet or something, you know. Oh, you darn you. Why did you have to say that about me? Oh. I'll be waiting for that tomorrow after this episode, you know, is uploaded. Yeah, that'll be happening. But, yeah, I told you, I'm going back to this, in the LAPD reference that you talked about earlier, and then me watching End of Watch, and I recommended Deadpool and Deadpool 2 to you.
Which I watched, and they were damn good.
And then LAPD, the movie End of Watch is based on two officers who are like, well, they say that they've known each other for a few years because they talk about it during the movie. But it kind of follows their them on patrol and then kind of a little bit in their personal life. But I was going back. Shut up. Okay. Anyways, I was going back to like 1980. And the first part and a little bit of 86 in terms of just some of the stupid things I did when I was living or growing up in Vista. And 1986, actually these both happened in 1986, and I was telling somebody about it, but I was down in Oceanside hanging out at some godforsaken hour, I want to say like 2 or 3 in the morning, and one of the people that I was hanging out with, actually two of them, got out of the car and went and beat the crap out of somebody. And as we were leaving, I was in the back seat of the car, and I heard a gunshot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And my comment that I made to somebody earlier was that I'm glad that they were a bad shot. And then the second instance was like 1986. after the school year had started, and I was hanging around with this one guy. And we were in the alley behind 7-Eleven, which was by our high school. And I don't recall exactly how it happened, but I was there with my friend, and somebody walked by and mouthed something to us. We mouthed back to him. He comes back like 10 minutes later, and I have no idea why the hell I was still in the alleyway for 10 minutes. But he comes back with like 10 guys. And I'm like, holy fucking shit. This is going to go down. There's two of us. There's 11 of them. But the funny thing was, is that my friend knew everybody that this guy had brought. And they ended up turning around and beating the shit out of this guy. So... it's just been kind of weird these past few days. And just not, you know, people know what's going on with me right now, and I'm just not in a really good space right now. And it's just kind of, it's just a little weird right now for me. But, you know, I'll get through it. But, you know, I'm here. Number one, I'm here for myself. I need to be here for myself. I'm priority number one, obviously. And that, I think that's something that I've learned over these past couple of weeks, is that I need to take care of myself. But at the same time, I need to be there for other people as well, you know, to be supportive of them. Present company excluded.
Awesome.
No. I mean, and it's just, it's like being there for you and being there for other people. But I've learned something also, is that I need to be a better listener sometimes, because I interject or I say things, and sometimes I just need to simply listen. And I think that's, you know, you're there and you're kind of like, well, I should say I'm there and I hear something and I say something when I should probably just listen. And that's, I don't know. Listen, and then if something is asked of me, then respond, but not respond with something. You know, simply listen. Sometimes people just need to bend your ear. You know, Lord knows I've done that enough. But let's talk about you now.
Oh, goody.
After my... That was 34 minutes of nonsense. Absolutely. 34 minutes and 10 seconds
of nonsense. And if you're still listening, God bless you.
If you're still listening, God bless you. The last one I did was an hour and 40 minutes with Amir. I was going to break it up into two, but I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to put it all in one. This will probably end up going an hour and 30, an hour and 40 minutes also. I don't give a shit. If you listen to it all, more power to you. If you don't, more power to you. I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I enjoy doing this, because the one thing I kind of wish I had done back in 2005 is save the podcast that I did with my friend Charles. That's one of the first time that I started a podcast. Fuck. Fuck you. Shut up, ringers. But, oh, hello. There's a hot girl outside. I'm going to go say hi to her. Hold on 1 second. Just talk about anything.
Okay. We're watching the Yankees and the Twins. Bases loaded for the Twins. And David is preoccupied, which happens quite often with this guy.
Shut up.
Well, you told me to talk.
Allie's here for you. Oh.
But David's in love again.
I should have let her in, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
Talking about manners earlier.
I know.
How many better go?
Okay.
How rude of me. I didn't even open the door and let her in. That's so fucking rude of me. What the fuck am I thinking? Here I am talking about manners and I don't even fucking open the door for some reason.
Well, you're in San Francisco. You fit in well.
You know what? I feel bad. I should open the door and let you in. I apologize. I am a total...
Oh, I am.
I'm good.
Good. Good.
Okay.
All right.
So let's talk about you for the next... hour and hour. Let's talk to you in the next hour and 3 minutes.
All right. What are we going to talk about?
Well, one of the first things I was going to talk about was three things.
Okay. Let's do it.
Johnstown Chiefs, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the San Francisco Giants. And I thought about the San Francisco Giants for a little bit.
Yes.
I grew up in San Diego. I was a little bit of a
Chargers fan. We're sorry for you, by the way.
I was a little bit of a Chargers fan. Definitely a Padres fan.
We're definitely sorry about the Chargers.
But I root, like I said, for the Cubbies and the Red Sox and the Padres and the 49ers. So I get the out-of-town rooting for a team. But it'll never be the Giants, though. I'm happy that they won the World Series because Bruce Bochy, Padre, originally a Padre, number 15 for the Padres, backup catcher to Terry Kennedy back in the 80s, manager of the Padres.
You're living in the past.
Exactly. And I will be living in the present next year when he manages the Padres.
Will not happen.
We'll see. Ooh. When he guides them to the 2020 World Series.
I think you were just about to bet me on your podcast.
Are you ready? Yeah, you know what? I am going to throw out a fucking bet that will end all bets. This is going to be a 4-year bet. You
a
ready?
4-year bet.
I just fucking thought about this just right now. What is next year, 2020?
2020.
What is 2020, though?
An even year.
What is 2022?
Clear vision. Perfect vision.
The year 2020.
Oh.
I'm sorry, the year 2022. 2020 is next year.
Right.
An even year.
Right.
2022.
That'd be an even year.
Right. And 2024.
You're dreaming.
You know where I'm going
with this. I know where you're going with this.
You know exactly where I'm going with this.
I know exactly where you're going with this. And this is
fucking perfect. This, the gods could not have planned it any better.
Okay.
Bochy is going to manage... from 2020 to 2024, and we are going to have three World Series. The Padres are going to have three World Series titles in that time.
Under Bochy.
Under Bochy. $100 bet by 2024.
I will take your $100.
Okay. So October, the season or the World Series usually ends by October 31st.
Correct. By
2024. The Padres will have three World Series titles by that day. If I'm wrong, you get $100. If I'm right, I get $100.
I will take your money.
Are we going with this?
Yes.
This is fucking perfect. It all fucking lines up. The universe is fucking perfect. Bochy has won even year World Series, and this is fucking perfect. We are projected.
My children's college funds will thank you.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
Thanks for putting my kids through school, dude.
On $100.
Yeah, I didn't say they were going to a good school. Sorry, kids. Community college for you.
I don't give a fuck where that is. I'll go sign up for school for $100.
Oh, man. You ain't gonna have Mr. Mackey as professor.
Jokes about okay. Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be the only thing they learn. Jokes about okay.
Oh man, poor kids.
What's your degree in? Okay. I don't know, okay. Something. I think it's about drugs, okay. So let's go back to that. I mean, you were born after Slapshot was filmed.
Yes, sir.
But that was my first experience. That was like one of my first hockey movies. Youngblood. Youngblood actually was my first hockey movie with Rob Lowe. And then I saw Slapshot.
And the reason you bring Slapshot up is because it was filmed in Johnstown.
Yes. And they had the Chiefs as their...
Well, not anymore, but
well,
yes.
It was at that time.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't until after the movie, several years after the movie, they had brought in a minor league hockey team and called it the Johnstown Chiefs. Now, of course, in the movie, they're referred to as the Charleston Chiefs, but the movie was filmed miles away from Charleston and filmed in Johnstown.
Pennsylvania, for those of you that don't know.
Right.
And every town in Pennsylvania, I have found, except for Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, has a town after it, or ton, or something like that.
Not exactly, but...
It seems like it to me.
A lot of them do, but... They're,
Allentown? Allentown, Pennsylvania. Johnstown. I don't know. Either T-O-N or T-W-N. T-O-W-N, I should say. I just noticed that.
Okay, well, there's a lot that don't, but...
Okay, but like a third.
Okay. Maybe.
Okay, two-tenths.
Well, definitely.
Two-tenths of the cities.
At least.
Okay. I just noticed that. That was something very peculiar I noticed about Pennsylvania. I was looking around at the map one day, and I was just noticing that there were like a bunch of different cities that had town or ton or... It was... I don't know. Just like... Wisconsin, or is it Michigan? Milwaukee, Wisconsin, has like all these Indian names.
Native American.
I'm sorry, Native American, yes. But it's weird. Okay. And my cat doesn't know what the fuck he wants to do right now. Little fucker. But, yeah, so what did you get into first, sports-wise?
Oh, sports-wise? I definitely have to say the Pittsburgh Steelers. Back then I was watching Cordell Stewart
number 10.
Quarterback, number 10. And let me think some of the early guys I remember watching. Jerome Bettis.
The bus,
number 36.
Yes, number 36. Lynn Swann.
Terry
Bradshaw.
Well, those are before my time.
I know.
Don't make
the
me
Steel Curtain.
Again, I'm not quite that old.
I am.
I'm younger than you and better looking, so I know it's upsetting, but you'll just have to accept it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard being ugly sometimes. It's very difficult. But
I wish I could understand.
I know. I somehow managed to do it.
Okay.
I just do.
So, yeah, the Steelers...
But if I dress up as a woman to avoid the sheriffs for the next couple months, I'm going to look hot. I'm going to get the finest makeup at Walgreens. I'm not going to go chintzy on my makeup. I'm going to get top shelf Like, what's above Maybelline? CoverGirl?
CoverGirl, yes.
Okay. I don't know.
What would your name...
I'm not going... I already have it. I'll tell you in a second. Okay, I'm not going for Walgreens generic makeup if they make that. I'm not going for Maybelline. I'm not going for CoverGirl. I'm going for whatever the highest at Walgreens is. I'm just going to look at the price, and if it's higher than Maybelline or CoverGirl, I'm buying it. And my name is going to be Davina.
Davina.
D-A-V-I-N-A. I've already came up with that as my...
I actually knew a Davina.
Did you?
Yes. Which I always thought was a strange name, but...
Davina.
Davina works. Okay. I can't wait to meet Davina.
Neither can I.
Oh, God.
That'll go perfect with the accent, though. That will go perfect with the accent.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Davina. That's exactly how I'm going to talk for 2 months. God. I better start practicing now. I'm just going to record myself and say, do I sound Davina enough? Okay. So, no... What did you guys do with Steelers? Did any... That was the 90s or early 2000s?
So, when I first got into the Steelers, we're back in the late 80s, early 90s.
Okay. Super Bowls? No.
Yes.
Right? Who with...
Damn it.
We're not even fucking talking about music right now. I just want his life story, because I... You know what? I've gotten bits and pieces of his life story... And you guys have to be subjected to it, so I'm going to be subjected. I'm going to be subjected to it, so you're going to be subjected to it. So, Tosha.
So, the last ones I remember, because my memory has been a little drowned out, were definitely the ones with Roethlisberger, again, in his early years. Which he's on his last year or two.
He's not even playing this year.
No. He got a big boo-boo, and he's crying like he always does. And thankfully, we got Mason Rudolph, the red-nosed quarterback, to run the show now. But anyway...
That would not be a Christmas song.
No. It would be a really bad one anyway.
I don't even want to think about that.
Okay. So...
If I come up with a jingle by the end, I'll figure it out how to put that together.
As far as Super Bowls go, the ones I remember the most are... most recently losing to the Packers, which the Steelers' defense was just not at that game for some reason. But that's take nothing away from the Packers, who actually deserved to win that game. And then the win against the Arizona Cardinals, that was with Roethlisberger. And before that, Seattle Seahawks, again with Roethlisberger. Those are the ones I remember. Before that, I know there was one in my lifetime. Of course, the Steelers having six, but that's going... quite far way back.
That's Franco Harris days, man.
Yes.
And Lynn Swann.
And Terry Bradshaw. Not to mention Mean Joe Green.
Oh, Mean Joe Green, yes. Who was your kicker?
Now?
No, back then in the 70s. I gotta find that.
Again, I
don't... Because he had a cool name.
I don't know.
I don't know why I'm looking at this. But go on. I'm listening. I'm just typing up
some... Well, as far as the Steelers...
I'm typing up some random-ass search in Google right now.
As far as Steelers go, that's pretty much all I got. I live and die by the team, though, and we're going to have one of the worst records in football this year. But at least we'll have a record.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You suck.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be the Padres of football. So the Johnstown Chiefs being the minor league hockey team. So I went to many of those games. Bunch of hopeful players hoping to make it into the NHL. Very few did.
What level was that?
That was the ECHL.
Oh, the East Coast Hockey League?
Yes. As a matter of fact, San Diego, for some reason, had played them many years ago when I was down there. The San Diego Gulls were hosting the Johnstown Chiefs, and...
were they?
Yes. Oh. A bus driver that I would regularly see he also worked as an usher at the game and got me pretty nice tickets to that game. That was kind of cool to see the Johnstown Chiefs play in San Diego.
That would have been great.
Yeah, that was pretty epic. And then as the Giants, well, I became a Giants fan when my boy Barry Bonds was traded to the Giants. I was very young then, and Barry Bonds, being Barry Bonds, he was automatically every kid's favorite pirate. And so when he was traded to the Giants, at that time I became a Giants fan and never really looked back. Had a lot of tough goes, a lot of near misses with the World Series, and it wasn't until 2010 that our boy Bruce Bochy got the first World Series victory for the Giants since they moved to San Francisco.
And Bonds never got a...
No, Bonds never played for the Giants when they won the World Series. That is correct.
So, before your Pittsburgh Steelers started doing well with Bradshaw,
mm-hmm.
1970 and 71...
Yes.
They had records of 5-9 and then 6-10 in 70 and 71.
Okay.
In 72, they had an 11-3 record. But I'm looking for your kicker because I forgot his name and he's not on this. He was in the 70s. So anyways, I'm kind of backtracking there just for the fun of it. But they lost to the Raiders a lot back in the...
Yes, and there is a lot of bad blood between Steeler fans and Raider fans. Of course, Raider fans not knowing how to act, there's always bad blood for an opposing team. But if you go that far back, yes, there is a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah. But I think that was the best thing that could have happened to the Giants was getting rid of Bonds because I don't know. He kind of brought... I think he brought down the team a little bit. He was just a little bit too... it was always about him. Which was... Once he was out of the picture... And then it was funny because, 2010 Giants were like a cast of characters.
Yes.
And I don't think if Bonds had been there, I don't think they would have gone as far as they did. That's just my opinion. I think it was a better thing. They won the Super Bowl 2 years in a row, 74 and 75.
Now you're back on the Steelers.
I know, I'm just looking at this. I'm trying to find your kicker. Because this isn't the guy that I remember. I'm going to keep scrolling through. I'm going back and forth between your two sports here. Between your Steelers and your Giants right now. for some unknown reason, because I feel like it. And then just what I observed is that once Bonds was gone, everybody else was able to, I mean, they were able to free up, obviously, what was it, $17 million a year he was getting paid or something? That's the number that always sticks in my head. It's an outlandish figure. But you were able to bring in some other players or other, you know, it just wasn't, I just think there was a toxicity in that clubhouse. I mean, with him having like two lockers to himself, a recliner, and pretty much keeping to himself, it just wasn't a clubhouse that was conducive to winning.
I said, well.
So one reason I don't like him is because he's an asshole. That's the number one reason I don't like him. Number two is obviously either he did or he didn't do drugs, steroids.
I don't really care if he did them.
But quite frankly, I think he was a... I just think he was a jerk. I just don't like
the guy. Well, a lot of people are really good at their jobs and can still be assholes.
True.
Robert Downey Jr. being a great actor.
Oh, no, we're not going here.
Sorry.
I tell my friends.
Okay, do I tell them about Robert?
I pretty much told all of my friends that Robert Downey is an asshole.
Okay.
I loved him in the 80s movies.
I love him as an actor. Just a douche.
I fucking hate Iron Man.
And
I hate Iron Man just because you told me how much. Yeah. It makes me hate him even more.
You're right.
I mean, I commend him. I commend him for overcoming his addiction. You know, I'll give him props for that.
Yeah.
And again, I'm gonna get an angry email from Robert Downey Jr. or a tweet or something in the morning.
Great.
So I pissed off two people now.
Jerry
Seinfeld and Downey Jr. will be tweeting me after this post.
Iron Man's gonna get you, man.
I fucking hate his... He's such... He personifies his douchiness in those movies.
I think that's why he always gets a role of an asshole, because he is an asshole.
He was great. He was great as an asshole in the 80s movies.
So am I doing this Robert Downey Jr. story or not?
Well, yeah, I just have to finish up a thought, because there was... I despised James Spader in the 80s movies because he was a complete douche also. But I love him now. Boston Legal with him and James T. Kirk was awesome. That's when James T. Kirk retired from Starfleet and from whatever, from the USS Enterprise, and he became an attorney. So it was great. And no, that wasn't a funny joke. That kind of sucked, but oh well. I've been telling really bad jokes this week. I've had to explain my jokes on a few occasions.
Yeah, I believe it.
Quite a few times.
I believe it.
People were like, what? What? And then I had to explain it to them. I had to like write out. And they're like, I've heard better from you. And I'm like really disappointed in myself, because I'm telling really shitty jokes right now. I was like talking with somebody the other day, and I just said some random ass shit. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking? They literally said, what in the fuck are you talking about? And I had to explain myself. Not good. No boy. No bueno.
Okay.
As Davina would say, no bueno, no bueno, Tavi.
Okay, Davina.
James Spader. Okay, so James Spader. Shatner. William Shatner. James T. Kirk. William Shatner. Boston Legal. Fucking hilarious. Just buddy-buddy TV show. James Spader on The Blacklist. Fucking awesome. I hated the guy because he was so mean to Molly Ringwald back in the day, and that made me cry. And I said, I hate you, James Spader, but now I know. I love James Spader because he's just got that... He's got that personality of an asshole, but yeah, a cool asshole. He's a cool asshole to me now. Robert Downey Jr., just an asshole.
Just a complete ass.
After you told me those stories, I didn't like him. I saw him in, I saw a brief snippet of Iron Man, and just his whole, I don't know, his just, the whole character itself and the way that he came off in it, like, he's just like a guy I would not want to hang out with. I don't care how much money he has. I don't care if it was like, if I was part of his entourage. I really wouldn't want to be part of his entourage, even if he had like $1 billion.
Oh, he does.
Because he comes across as an ass. And I don't want to hang out with an ass.
Well, he is.
So tell me your... I've heard this story, but... Okay. I love it, because
Okay, so my friends, they'd be hanging out on the Venice Beach boardwalk, and they made pet rocks for sale, because you could sell your artwork on the Venice Beach boardwalk for free. And they're chilling out there, and I'd always be hanging out with them, and this guy would keep walking by every morning on weekdays, early in the morning. And we started looking at each other, and one of the guys said, "Hey, man, you know that looks like Iron Man from Robert Downey from Iron Man?" And it sure does. So every day, when he'd walk by, my friends were jokingly saying, "Iron Man, Robert Downey Jr." And this guy was always on the phone, ignoring everybody around him, just like off on his own little world. And he's always cursing somebody out on his phone. This is no exaggeration. He's always giving somebody the third degree on his phone every time. And this has gone on for several weeks until they were talking to somebody else. "Hey, you know, we keep seeing this guy. He looks like Robert Downey Jr." And, "Oh, that's him." And, "No way. Yeah, he lives down the road. And he comes out here for his walks early in the morning when there's not a lot of people." And so my friends thought, "Oh, man, he didn't want to be called out." You know, they honestly felt sorry, and they wanted to apologize. So they made him his own personal pet rock. And they named it Rockbert Downey Jr. And I have to admit,
Rockbert Downey Jr.
I have to admit that Rockbert Downey Jr. looked exactly like Robert Downey Jr. They did an excellent job on this thing. So they held it for several days until he finally come by. And my friend's like, "Hey, there he is." I'm like, "Go give him the rock." So he grabs the rock and hey, Robert, wait. And the guy keeps walking. And so he comes back, and my friend's talking to us, and he says, "You know what? No. Robert Downey Jr. is getting this pet rock. He gets on his skateboard and hauls ass down the boardwalk after him." And he later on, he comes back with a rock in his hand. And what happened? "Well, it's definitely him. So I tried to apologize and give him the rock, and he took it and said, 'Oh, that's great,' and throws Rockbert Downey Jr. in the sand." What a jerk. So my friend was pretty upset about it. He ended up selling that pet rock several days later to a Snapchat employee who paid, like, the three of them, $20 each for Rockbert Downey Jr. So they got $60 altogether for Rockbert Downey Jr.
And they didn't make more of those because?
Because Robert Downey Jr. is an asshole.
They just made... I'm missing the reasoning as to why they didn't mass produce those.
They've been asked that before, and they just don't want to make anymore.
They didn't want to profit off of Rockbird.
Well,
they didn't want to profit off of Robert Downey.
They already made a $60 profit off it.
I would say, fuck it. Fuck Robert Downey Jr. I'm going to make $1 million off this asshole. And then he's going to turn around and sue me. But I don't care. I made $1 million. I would have... I'm going down tomorrow. I'm going to fly down tomorrow, and I'm going to start selling...
Robert Downey Jr.? Yes.
I will make $1 million off of it, and then I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'm set for life.
Okay.
At the expense of Robert Downey Jr.
Well,
and if I see Robert Downey Jr., I'm going to throw a rock at
him.
I'm going to go, here's your fucking rock, Robert. Take it.
It's free.
It's free. And you hear, here's the bruise to go along with it. Asshole.
that old jerk. Excuse me.
I think James Spader's probably like cool. I want to hang out with James Spader. I don't want to hang out with Robert Downey
Jr. I want to hang out with Charlie Sheen.
No. God, no.
That would probably kill me, but...
No. I would never hang out with that douchebag. That guy is the biggest... That's the second biggest douche next to Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, wow. Jr. So now you're getting an email from him.
I hope I get a visit from Charlie and I just go, you are douche number two. You and douche number one should make like some douchey-ass douche movie. Just call it the... You know what the name of that movie with Robert Downey? And Robert Downey Jr. and Charlie Sheen would be just simply douches.
Douches.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, don't need to see it, anything else. Just douches.
Okay.
Because those are the two biggest douches in the world. James Spader, love him. So I am capable of loving somebody even after I think they're an asshole, even after they're mean to Molly Ringwald in 80s movies.
Are you capable of showing Rob?
It took me the longest time to get over James being mean to Molly.
All right, was you?
Like, you are a douche. But then he came out with Boston Legal with James T. Kirk, and just with them. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
Okay. The last 5 minutes of the show, they're sitting out on the deck at work and just drinking whiskey and smoking cigars and just kind of going over the day. But that would be like my ideal, minus the drinking. I'd probably just have a ginger ale. You would have to have like a ginger ale too, because you don't drink anymore.
No,
but we could smoke cigars and sit out on the patio and just reminisce about the day. That's like complete buddy buddy. That would be perfect for the end of the day with a buddy buddy.
I could still go for a blunt.
Okay, you go with your blunt. Just be like 15 feet away from me.
Okay, that'll work.
All right. So I found your kicker that I was thinking about as you were talking about Rockbert
Downey Jr.
And it was Matt Barr.
Ah.
Matt Barr, if I remember correctly, and the one thing that standed out with was that he had the single bar going across on his helmet. The kickers back in that time had just like one single bar.
So he was getting pretty poor cell reception.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That was my cornball joke, but... There, you wanted to talk about bad jokes, I gave you one for free.
That was a good one.
Okay.
But look at your fucking team here. Man. Okay, you had... I have no idea who your offensive players or your offensive line was. Terry Bradshaw, 1979. How'd they do? They won the Super Bowl against the Rams.
Yes.
Okay. I think Heaven Can Wait was filmed during this. I don't remember. Because I remember Warren Beatty is a Ram, but I think they were playing the... Where was this played at? It doesn't say. Anyways, Heaven Can Wait, another movie with Warren Beatty, one of my favorites, and he's playing as a Rams quarterback. And I think it was against the Steelers, but I'm not sure.
I don't remember. So I lied to you earlier, too.
But let me finish my story. I want to tell you about the starters on your team for 79 for the Super Bowl champs. You had Terry Bradshaw, fullback Franco Harris, wide receiver John fucking Stallworth, Lynn fucking Swan.
Yes.
Mike Webster, who I remember at center. Elsie Greenwood, left defensive end. Mean Joe Green at left defensive tackle. Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Donnie fucking Shell at strong safety. Matt Barr, who's your fucking kick-ass place kicker. He was 50 of 52 for extra points. I don't know why I'm talking about that. I don't care. But, yeah, that was what I remember was Matt Barr, number 9. And there was another one, the brothers. I want to say it's like Zendejas brothers or something. I'm not going to go off on that whole tangent, but there was like the Zendejas brothers who were kickers for like around this time also. And then there was Rolf Baryshnikov. Oh, fuck. Rolf Benershki, number 6 for the Chargers. God, I hope I'm getting that right because I wanted to say Baryshnikov, not Mikhail Baryshnikov. Rolf Benershki. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm probably not. But, yeah, he was a kicker for... He was the place kicker for the Chargers. And then Ray Worshing for the 49ers are, like, the people that I remember. I always liked place kickers because they could kick it, like, a million miles, and it was kind of cool to watch. So, anyways, do you have... do you have your, like, lists? Because I think...
Yes,
oh, hold on. All right. Last thing. I didn't fuck up on anything, I think, on the last episode. And then... I found my Achilles heel today. This is my ultimate... This is my kryptonite, my Achilles heel. Redheads... In floral print dresses. I saw the most beautiful woman I have ever seen in my life today.
Until tomorrow.
Wearing...
Or later this evening. A redhead
wearing a floral print dress. And I was absolutely gaga over her. She looked absolutely beautiful.
Okay, so strange woman, redhead, floral dress. If that's you that walking around San Francisco earlier today,
yeah, call 1-800-555-4243.
Okay,
speak with an operator immediately. The look I didn't like though was 5 minutes later, with this lady who had ripped pantyhose like right at the on her. Her dress, and right below it, her pantyhose on both sides were ripped. I didn't know if that was like a style. But then I was thinking, I was like, yeah, I don't like that look.
It could be a style.
But then I was thinking further, and I was like, maybe she had like a really bad encounter with something at work. Like she didn't get one part of her pantyhose caught in something. She like double rips as a result of running into something. And then I felt actually sorry for her.
Now I really want to know. So if that's you listening, once again, what's that phone number?
1-800-555-2451. Operators are standing by.
We need to know.
Then I thought about it. I was like, wait a minute. It's Monday. She didn't really look too happy. And I'm like, damn, did she like have an encounter with something at work and just like had a really shitty day and was like really walking home with going, fuck, this Monday fucking sucked. So I actually felt kind of sorry for her. But if that's style, not digging that ripped pantyhose. Wasn't doing it for me. Redhead with a floral print dress, did it for me. Ripped pantyhose, not doing it for me. So that was it.
Okay.
I want to hear... Let's get to the... How much time do we have? Holy shit.
Yeah. Well.
Okay. Go ahead.
You're leading the show, so...
I'm leading the show. I'm talking too much today. That's what I'm doing. That's what I did last week. And now I'm fucking talking again this week for an hour and 15 minutes in 10 seconds.
Okay.
So we got all of our history out of the way for you. Which and I kind of like. This is kind of like one of the reasons I like doing this also, is that I like learning more about my friends. You know, we share little bits and pieces about one another. But here we kind of just put it all in chronological. Oh, watch this. Oh, you fucker. You should have dove for that, fucker. What the hell? This is the playoffs. Die for that, you fucker.
Yankees up 2-0, by the way.
Because that fucking center fielder didn't die for it. Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay, so you...
Fuck you, Dodgers. Hell... Oh, yes.
Am I going with this now? Oh,
no. The fuck? Yes. Oh, hell yeah. Dodgers lost 6-1. One more game and you're out, Dodgers. And okay. I'll be laughing at your fans on Twitter.
I will be joining you.
Okay. So going back, just going in a chronological order of your life and just kind of where you've been and how you got to this point. I'm always kind of fascinated about people's lives. What the fuck? I'm fascinated by people's lives and how they got to where they are today and how we intersect at that certain point in time. And I'm kind of like a firm believer in past lives and just kind of how we were connecting here and how we've connected before. And there's this past lives therapist that it's here in San Francisco. I'm really wanting to like do that by the end of the year and just sit down and just kind of work with her on that. So I'm just kind of fascinated. I've heard some stories about myself and how San Francisco ties in with someone that I know, and it's fascinating to me. So let's go over your songs. We'll start with song number one. One last thing. This is about you, though. You used to be a DJ. You were a DJ
moons ago,
and a talk show host, right?
Very short time.
No, you did news. You did news, right?
Yes, for a very short time.
But I was telling somebody earlier today that I drew the line in the sand when it comes to country in 2001.
Okay.
After those 9/11 songs came out.
Right. That's understandable.
I was like countries all the way back to God, whenever country was invented, up until that point, 2001. All right. Okay. But you did you were a DJ on Country Station?
Yes, it wouldn't have been my first pick, but it's what I got hired to do, right. So.
And then you did a little bit of news also. So yes. I thought that was pretty cool.
Neither of those would have been my first pick, but whatever. I digress.
You still did it.
I still did it. It was still cool.
You're awesome.
All right. So my top 10 most...
Most requested songs.
Most requested. I don't know that half of these would be requested on the country music station. No. Some of them would. But most influential songs. Number 10 was Best of Intentions with Travis Tritt. Now, I have to tell you, this list took me a week to put together.
That's what I fucking love.
Because, I
fucking love fucking with people.
Because I'm all over the map with my genres of music, yeah, as you're about to find out.
But I fucking love... My homework assignment is to have people pick, like, 10 songs.
And it's not easy.
It's not.
This was not easy.
I did 100... When I did my first episode talking about myself... I threw it all out the window and came up with like 150 songs. I said, fuck this. This is the music that I grew up on. This is what I listen to. This is what I'm listening to now.
Okay.
But, yeah. It's kind of I want to say sadomasochistic of me and fucking with people that really love their music and trying to narrow it down to like 10 songs.
And then, no, and this was really difficult.
I know, and I fucking love it that it, because I couldn't do it. I did 150, okay. But I'm making people do 10 and even 11, so I do 10 with like a bonus song.
All right, so.
But I like people, like really thinking about this and kind of talking about this. And that's why that was when I first thought of this podcast. I was like, that would be fucking really cool to like get people not only talk about their life, but to talk about their music. And that's so. That's what you're doing right now. I'm going to shut up.
So okay.
I see you over there going, shut the fuck up.
Well, I'm just hoping it doesn't take us another week to get through the list.
It might if I keep on fucking talking.
Okay.
So just say, shut the fuck up, David. Or Davina.
Shut the fuck up, Davina, yes, David.
Yes.
Both of you. Both of you, or one of you, whatever. Yes. So, number 9. Talking about going all over the map, here we go, was Lose Yourself with Eminem. Number 8.
Hold on.
Okay. I'm sorry. Didn't know I was... okay. Yes, Eminem, Lose Yourself was number 9.
Number 9. Okay, hold on. Number 8.
All right. And at 8th place is the Irresponsible Hate Anthem from Marilyn Manson.
Oh, my God.
Well, you asked for this, and we're going to take a curveball with number 7, actually. We're going way to the other field here.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
I gotta
type something real. I gotta type something real quick because I'm just thinking of something. I'm gonna put a playlist together about this after.
Okay.
Un momento. Número 7. Por favor. That means number 7.
Please. Oh, number 7. Round Table Rival by Lindsey Stirling. Yes, I'm going to have you scratching your heads all the way through this. But this was a week to pick and choose.
And you have pretty much... How did you discover her again?
Oh, so I was listening to the Pentatonix radio station on Google Music. And one of her songs came on. I never heard of her before. And matter of fact, it was Roundtable Rival. And the first thing I thought before, I want to look and see who's making the violin sound like this, because I've never heard anything like that before. So it was her. And then I started to search her music and...
And that was like 3 years ago, right? That was quite some time ago.
That was quite some time, and she's made a lot of progress in those several years. Actually opened up last year for Evanescence, which was a dream of hers, so that did come true for her. So,
but one of the things about her is that not only does she play violin, but she also dances
While she plays violin, which at first I thought, hey, there's gotta be camera tricks here. And then automatically that's what came to my mind. I'm watching her videos. There's no way. I saw her live for the first time several years ago at the Masonic. Paid some good money, sat in the 6th row. Laugh it up.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Dorcas Malorgas. Okay. So anyway, we got lost on Lindsay. Should we continue?
Oh, you were in the 6th row at
So that wasn't when she opened for Evanescence. No, that was on the lawn for that one.
Yeah.
No, Andy Grammer and Gavin DeGraw was with her, and she was a headliner at that particular show.
Fuck you, politics. I'm tired of receiving all these fucking stupid vote for this, don't vote for that.
Okay.
Fuck you, people.
So, yeah, that's my spill on Lindsay.
No, go back to that. You know, you thought Industrial Light and Magic, did special effects. And
right, I did.
Matrix-y.
Sure. I just didn't see how it was possible to move around like that while playing the violin.
And she does a fucking awesome job.
She does. Absolutely amazing. And Lindsay, if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to know that I am single. And if I wasn't single, I would divorce anybody for you.
And again, 800-551-4251. Operators are standing by. For
Lindsay Sterling,
Robert Downey Jr., and a couple of other fucking
the floral dress lady.
Floral dress lady.
The pantyhose lady.
Oh, that's five now. Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Let's see how many more people we can piss off.
Yeah, because we're going to totally do this. Yeah, it's going to be... It's just going to... I'm just going to get angry tweets.
Okay.
Emails. Oh, yeah, I do have an email. So I'll probably get angry emails to that, too.
Oh, good, good.
I don't want to wake up tomorrow morning. It's going to be disastrous.
Disastrous. Could have a film about it. And to play you would be Jerry Seinfeld.
No.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Pantyhose lady?
Yes.
Okay. She'll play the Venom.
Redhead floral print dress lady. Yes.
Okay.
That'll be Mia. That'll be she'll be playing Davina.
Yeah. Who will pantyhose lady play?
Herself.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying, who would I want? Who do I want to play me? I'll think about that.
The guy from Big Bang Theory.
You think
Leonard.
So? Leonard?
Yes.
He's like 5'1".
He'd still be David Obiezo.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. Should I continue with this?
Yes, please.
Okay, so number six. I Am a Rock, Simon and Garfunkel.
Oh.
Love that song. Has great meaning in my life.
That is an excellent choice.
Yes. Wish it could
why,
be.
Why that particular...
For some of the most lonely times I had in my life, that was the song. Continue?
No, just thought we'll stop. We'll end it right there because we're an hour and 26 minutes in or something. Yeah, we'll just stop the podcast here and just never do this again. Yes, continue.
All right. We're halfway through. Let's end it now.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Fuck this bullshit.
Yeah, it only took me a week. Who gives a shit?
Fuck it. Who cares?
So number five, mm-hmm. The Streets of Bakersfield by Dwight Yoakam.
Whoa.
Which is another one that really spoke to me for some of the lonely times in my life.
And you know what the funny thing is? You have actually hung out on the streets of Bakersfield, and so have I.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. So the lyrics that really hit me there, you don't know me, but you don't like me. You don't even know my name. How many of you that sit and judge me can walk the streets of Bakersfield? Love that song.
Ooh. There's a song from Depeche Mode, that's kind of reminiscent of that song. It's called, Depeche Mode, Walking in My Shoes. And there's lyrics that go, try walking in my shoes, you'll stumble in my footsteps. Oh, I forget how the rest of it goes. But just those lyrics right there kind of just instantly reminded me of that song from Depeche Mode. So if you ever listen to that, listen to that song and tell me that the similarities.
Number four. Now we're seem to be on a bit of a country kick. Independence Day, Martina McBride. That one spoke to me not so much for things that I've gone through, but things that I've watched a friend of mine go through. And that song really made me understand what this young lady was going through at the time.
My song for me, I love interjecting because I'm like a total asshole. I'm so sorry. You know what? No, just go ahead and just talk. I'm just going to listen.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to interject for the rest of your top 10. I'm just going to shut up.
Okay.
I'm going to shut up because I need to learn how to shut up sometimes.
Okay.
I need to listen.
Okay.
And that's a perfect example right there. I'm just going to listen to you.
Okay. When does that start?
I was going to interject with my favorite Martina McBride song, but
I'm actually anxious to hear that, but
you don't want to hear it. You're not going to hear it because I'm listening. I'm going to listen for the rest of. Where are we at? 10, 9, 8, 7.
We got three more to go.
5, 4. Three more songs. Actually, four with the fourth song there.
The fourth song was Independence Day.
I know.
Okay.
Three more, and I'm not interjecting. I'm just going to listen.
Number three was Murder on Music Row from Alan Jackson, which I believe at a time when Alan Jackson did this song, that was about when country music bit the big one. It really did. Today it's, when it finally died out, it was hillbilly rock, and today it's now more hillbilly pop. Alan hit the nail right on the head with that. Now, Cletus T. Judd did a parody of the song called Merger on Music Row, which is actually about pirating music, and it's pretty funny. Number two was The Sound of Silence. And no, not by Simon and Garfunkel, who's already made the list. It would be if the band Disturbed had not come out and covered the song. And I actually prefer the version from Disturbed, not to take anything away from Simon and Garfunkel, who did a beautiful rendition of it as well.
I want you to know this is very hard for me.
That's okay. I only have one more.
No. I'm saying it's very hard for me to listen sometimes because I have like a million and one songs. That this is how bad my music is, like how much I love music, is that I take a Disturbed song and then I go like covers, like covers that I like, my favorite covers. You're talking about a cover that I like more than the actual original song.
Yes.
But I think about Disturbed and then I think about another artist that covered another song that I love more than the original. But I don't know if that's interjecting or just... Yeah, I think I interjected again.
That's fine. We got one more to go.
This is my head. I can't stop it from talking sometimes.
Okay, Davina. It'll be all right. Did you take your hormone pills today?
No, I didn't. I didn't take my estrogen.
Oh, damn. So my number one most influential song... And it's not been until recently. Now, I was there when the man, before the man released it on radio, I was at a Kenny Chesney concert when he was performing on a farmer's field. And that was back in the 90s. So that's why I'm here. Kenny Chesney. This is a song for... A perfect song for AA members, but he definitely touches on struggles with alcohol, and for me now, I have over 3 months sober, And we're going to be going for month number 4 here in like 2 weeks. So
one day at a time, though.
Right? One day at a time, 1 second at a time, really. But
that's all. That's the only advice I will offer is one day at a time.
But that, yeah, those we finally made it through my top 10 most influential songs. And so number 1 has changed a couple times, but when it was That's Why I'm Here by Kenny Chesney, that really seemed to sum it up. So congratulations, Mr. Chesney. You made it to the top of Highway's most influential songs.
Would Mr. Chesney tweet or email me? I'm getting angry tweets or emails from the other 5 or 6 people.
I think Mr. Chesney would be more less of an angry tweet, but more of a... No, let's be honest. He's not going to waste his time with this. Kenny Chesney has better things to do. Now, Robert Downey Jr., on the other hand, nobody's calling him. He ain't getting no work. So
I don't know what he's going to do after Iron Man. Jeez.
He's going to sit and listen to your podcast with Jerry Seinfeld and Charlie Sheen. Yeah. Oh, God. What a trio. There won't be any drugs in that meeting. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say with that.
Well, that's what you get for putting me on your podcast.
No, it's fine. You did a great job. I can't believe it's already been an hour and 37 minutes. If we talk for like 4 more minutes, we'll eclipse last week's record of... Well, although I think I talked with Matta or Fanny. I broke them up. Oh, I want to say I talked with Matta for like two episodes.
Well, I
talked with Sarah for 2 episodes. So this is going to be one long ass episode.
Well, I certainly want to be part of breaking a record here. So how much longer we got?
I can't even tell you because I don't remember how long. My other first couple of podcasts, I broke them up into 2 episodes because they were like an hour each.
Well, we're over an hour.
But I was talking with Matta, and we were like walking to and from her house, and so we split that up. But now I'm like, fuck it, it's an hour and 40 minutes. Just listen to the whole fucking thing. It's like when Netflix just drops the whole season at one time.
So yes.
You like binge.
Binge watch.
Binge watch. You're going to... Binge listen, exactly. That's what I'm starting on podcast.
Binge cast.
You know what I'm going to do? I think after this, I'm going to take some time off. Now that I took off 7 months, I came back with 2 episodes. And I'm going to be like, who does that? Game of Thrones takes off like however fucking long it decided to. Mad Men did that. I'm just going to take off and I'm not even going to tell you how long I'm going to be gone. And
hey, I'm pretty good at that.
I'm going to emulate you there.
Okay.
I'm just going to fuck
you. If you need some advice.
Yes.
You know where
you
to
are
go.
You are my podcast consultant.
Now. Yes.
And I'm going to go. I'm going to just, when I see you, I'm going to go, is it time to do another episode? And you go, wait,
Wait. Just wait. Just exactly. wait. Exactly. And then you have to podcast from somewhere that no one would expect you to be.
No, I'm gonna secretly go around, and this will be episode number 14. This is like uncharted territory because no other movies have gone like to 14 episodes.
Movies?
Star Wars. Oh, okay. Star Wars is getting up to 9. Original Star Trek was 5. New Star Trek is like 3.
Wait a minute. You want to say none have done 14, but if you start thinking about all the add-ons with Star Wars, the like Solo, a Star Wars movie.
Rogue.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 11. They still haven't even matched 14.
Okay, so you're gonna beat Star Wars. To be 14.
I already beat Star Wars.
All right, you beat them.
I beat Star Trek hand and fist. That wasn't even a problem. Because they had 5, and then they had 3. They've had 3. They're coming out with a new Picard.
Nobody can replace Picard.
He's still doing it. CBS has got all access Picard. That I just saw that. I didn't look at the preview. I saw that today. I mean, they're different. They spawn off, like, Star Wars is going to start doing The Mandalorian. And then the Game of Thrones directors are going to start with another Star Wars series. I don't know if it's going to be like a trilogy or how it's going to be. But I'm just going to simply disappear. I'm going to secretly record episodes and then just drop like
a massive amount of episodes at once.
A shitload.
A shit ton.
No, shitload. A shitload of shit shows.
A shitload of shit shows. A
shitload of shit shows.
You shit me not?
I'm shitting you not.
Oh, wow.
So that, I mean, a shitload of shit shows would mean that I would probably do probably another 14.
That's a lot of shit.
Yeah, and this has been a lot of shit. But to the people that I've talked with along the way, it's always, I mean, these are like my favorite people in the whole wide world. Yes, you are. And I'm just looking over at my cat food, realizing that there's like 5 cans of food left for the kitty cat. I need to eat cat food. I'm just looking at that, staring into space, trying to collect my thought here. But yeah, I'm gonna like go on hiatus and go hide out for a little while longer. Secretly record 14 more episodes and then just drop them like one day. Say, fuckers, here are all my fucking podcasts that I secretly recorded.
And the next one you'll be interviewing the cat, right?
Yes.
Oh, good.
That'll be my first. I'm gonna get his playlist.
Right. What do you think would be on that?
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be a lot of cat songs. I don't even know if you'll... Jesus. Oh, Stray Cats.
Stray Cats, yes.
I honestly think he's going to... His whole music he first started listening to, music he... That's his favorite.
The Meow Mix jingle. Sorry. I couldn't help myself.
Next episode will be me interviewing the cat and his coming up with his, yeah. The Stray Cats and the Malmix commercials are all he's going to list.
Oh, my. Meow, 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 meow. Are we borderlining on plagiarism?
No, because I didn't do more than 30 seconds.
Okay. Meow Mix, sorry, you cannot sue.
Yeah.
But you can...
Fair use, I'm doing less than 30 seconds.
You can still call 1-800... 555.
5241. Operators are standing by. But going back to where I was, thank you everyone for putting up with me and just my random ass questions and my random ass jokes, my Rogers. Rogers. Oh, I'm not going to go there. Rogers. So I'll figure it all out. And, oh, yeah. No.
See, you're going to take a vacation and the Twins are going to take a vacation, so.
I know. And hopefully the Dodgers will be taking a vacation
soon. Well, no, let's have them chug in the World Series again.
No, I just want them one and done. I just want them out now so I can just...
Ooh, that's a hard one to ask for.
No, I don't think so.
Nationals?
They're on 2-2 right now, so...
All right. Hey, I'm on board that train, man.
Game five will be back at Dodger Stadium, and they're going to choke, and they're going to cry like little babies. It's the perfect...
When is that?
It's probably going to be...
Not tomorrow.
No, it'll probably be on Wednesday. They're going to have a travel day.
Ooh.
But that'll be fucking perfect. How awesome would that be this week to have those guys choke and then get on Twitter and just laugh at all at the Dodger fans and make them cry?
So if you're a Dodger fan listening to this, the angry emails go to David.
And tweets. I'll be initiating them on... Wednesday, though. But you can always call at 800-555-5241. Operators standing by.
Yes.
So, that's it. Again, MFM Podcast 1, all the social media, and until next time, thank you again, and thank you, Highway.
Thank you.